back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Jeff. He's listening in St. Louis, Missouri on KSIV. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, I'll make it quick. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on both Nostradamus and the Mayan calendar and the whole catastrophic events they're both predicting at the end of this year. So that's all I really wanted to know.
Yeah, well, first of all, Nostradamus and his prophecies, which were published in 1555, actually are more sensationalism than actually substance. For example, he's famous for the quatrain, "Beasts ferocious from hunger will swim across the rivers. The greater part of the region will be against the hyster." And that's then hailed as an amazing prediction concerning the rise of Hitler. Why? Well, I guess hyster and Hitler sound kind of alike. Although hyster was more likely known to Nostradamus as a region that bordered the Danube. And then there's also this one of late. In the city of York, there'll be a great collapse, two twin brothers torn apart by chaos. And that pretended, of course, to be a 16th century prediction respecting the September 11, 2001 Manhattan Massacre. In reality, of course, it's an entirely non-Nostradamian fabrication. So people are gullible today, and internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on. And I think, unfortunately, today, even in the Christian community, we're promoting nonsense like the end coming this year, in December of 2012. And that's being forwarded by people like Jack Van Impe. But, you know, if you look at his record, it's 100% wrong 100% of the time, so I wouldn't pay much attention to him. What he does is he adds 52 or 52.2, I think, years to 1967, and he comes up with this 2012, December 21. First. And then he finds confirmation in the Mayan calendar. He says the Mayan calendar ends December 21st, 2012. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, the faithful unfortunately fall for the skin of the truth stuff with a great big lie because they don't have discernment skills. Not only that, but evidently don't realize that Jack Van Impe is fooling them as far as the Mayan calendar ending. The Mayan calendar does not end then at all. A cycle ends, but the calendar doesn't end. It just starts over again. So, unfortunately, we're falling for sophistry and sensationalism rather than testing that sophistry and sensationalism in light of Scripture.
Sure. Well, it's from the Bible, which I believe in, you know, says, you know, no man knoweth the date or the hour, you know, not even the sun, but, you know, and I go with that, so...
Yeah, remember, though, that that passage in the Olivet Discourse has to do with the coming of Christ in vindication when Jerusalem and the temple are destroyed. But the principle, as you point out, does apply. We do not know when Jesus Christ is going to appear a second time, only that he will appear a second time. And when he does, he will put all things to right.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm basing my faith on. And, you know, I feel real good about it.
Amen.
All right, Hank, well, thanks for taking my call. I'll let you move on. So
you got it.